Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who take it. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it. As we age and as life experience piles up on us, there's a revelation that often dawns on many of us that many of the best things in life take a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a whole lot of patience. Relationships, for instance, are incredibly taxing, and yet, of course, the most profound of blessings. Our relationship with a spouse, or our relationships with children and grandchildren, our relationships with friends, even our relationship with work and hobbies, if we choose to do them well, they're blessings beyond compare. But each and every one of our relationships, whether it's interpersonal, vocational, spiritual, requires intense effort. Like squeezing oneself through a narrow gate no bigger than the eye of the needle, or like trekking up a winding mountain road with no pinnacle in sight, truly life-giving relationships and activities can be really demanding enterprises. And in truth, we all tire at some point or other and long, honestly, for an easier path to fulfillment and to the joy we seek. When the marriage gets difficult, we consider quitting and moving on. When the job doesn't feel satisfying anymore, we consider quitting and moving on. When the school we're in or the friend groups we're a part of or the associations we participate in demand more than we feel like we can give, we consider quitting and moving on. Every single one of us has times when we just prefer to choose the wide gate and the easy road. It's natural. Yet, we know that the guilty pleasures we engage in, the manageable goals we set for ourselves, and the ease of minimal commitment are not really ultimately fulfilling. To be challenged offers us the opportunity to be changed in important ways, to have the opportunity to truly strive for a goal, make success and accomplishment all the more satisfying. To face obstacles head on allows us to learn that we can, by God's grace, overcome whatever challenges are before us. You know, it can be an incredible accomplishment and a great joy to celebrate a 50-year anniversary when you considered ending the relationship after year 5. It can be an incredible accomplishment and a great joy when you spend most of your career in one organization instead of hopping from job to job every time you get annoyed or bored. It can be an incredible accomplishment and a great joy when you choose to invest deeply in the community where you live instead of uprooting every few years in search of greener pastures. Narrow gates and rough roads tend to require commitment to fidelity, to patience, to discipline. But it's important to remember that a gate is a passageway, not a destination. And a road is for traveling, not for settling. All gates and roads lead somewhere. They are not ends in themselves. Therefore, the hardship of every good journey does not last forever. But the joy experienced upon arrival can define and last a lifetime and beyond. So here's a question for you to consider. What aspects of following Jesus, thinking of all the teachings we've already been through, what aspects of following Jesus do you find particularly challenging, and why? And in terms of practice, I want you to take a walk or a hike of a length and rigor that exceeds your norm. Get out and actually walk about. Select a phrase from Scripture or a word that represents a virtue that you'd like reflected in your life, and as you walk, as you trek, I want you to speak that word or phrase quietly to yourself. In fact, try to match the rhythm of your speaking with the rhythm of your walking. Let's pray about that. Lord God, there are so many times when we really do want to quit. We want to give up. We want to throw in the towel. Life is hard. Relationships are difficult. And there are obstacles, Lord God, and challenges before us that appear absolutely insurmountable. There are times in our lives when we just want to take it easy. We want the gates before us to open without so much effort. And yet, Lord, we know that the most important parts of life are the ones that require the most and best of our efforts. Help us in our fatigue, we pray. Encourage us to take the right road and enter through the correct gate, no matter the difficulty incurred. Lord God, we want life and we want it in abundance as you promise. Allow us the resolve to put in the effort to get there. In your name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.